Sportsnet 960, telling Calgary sports story on the air and online. Sportsnet.ca/960. Talking sports in the afternoon. This is the Big Show on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Boomer and Warner in the morning is only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Okay. What? Is this just the band? Is this the karaoke version?
Oh yeah.
Artist of the day, Jay-Z, or at the very least, Jay-Z karaoke.
Instrumentals are the best, yeah.
Can you find the lyrics?
Just shut the lights off.
Find the lyrics here. Empire. Oh, Maddie, you are killing me.
It ended. It's over.
It's done. That's it.
Maddie's
He's doing a lot of stuff back
then. Oh, well.
Ooh. Mm.
Are you scratching back there?
Nice. Ooh. He's going to mix himself.
Oh, dear. You're not going to do this, are you?
Up at Brooklyn, now I'm down Tribeca. Right into De Niro, I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. Since I made it here, I can make it. This is a disaster. Cruising down 8th Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas.
You are from Manitoba.
Yeah.
Make a Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee cat.
You can only get that kind of street cred.
Are you
in Russell, Manitoba?
Are you wasting brunch time for this?
He can't get him on the phone.
What? Come on. Oh, carry on, then.
Ooh, geez, that's a bad word. Good thing it is the
radio edit.
Catch me at the X with OG at a Yankee game. I made Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee can.
Ooh.
You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a Crip, though. Got a gang of, whoa, hey. Not nice. So we'll play some...
Didn't Trump say that a lot last night? She's not nice.
Yeah. Three dice CeeLo. Three card Monty. Labor Day Parade. Rest in peace, Bob Marley.
Mm.
It is Boomer and Warner in the morning, 7:06. Pinder without a voice. Warner.
Morning. Yeah, you're weak.
I'm weak?
Go home if you're sick.
No, we're just...
Now, are you sick?
I'm sick and I'm battling through.
Here's the thing. Are you sick or are you...
Are you worn out?
Yeah, or are you fatigued?
I'm a little fatigued.
Yeah.
Didn't get much of a nap.
Yeah, because you go away and then you feel like, oh, I got to really step it up here.
I did have to step it up.
Yeah.
There's not many of those nights left anymore.
Look at this.
No one can see what you're talking about.
Cowgirl hats and pink shirts.
Hey, nice. Hi, ladies.
They're waving.
That's some stampede something or other, right?
Mm, princesses and queens.
Yeah, we're just staring at you now, is what's happening.
Pink shirt as well.
Live radio.
That'd have been awkward.
Silence and stare.
That's right. Live radio. Guys saying nothing.
Those are some tight jeans.
Stop it. Fan feedback line is over at 960-960. Boom, if you can keep Pinder quiet, I'll take Jay-Z until you get a hold of Mr. Brunt.
That's kind of what the plan was.
Rap Master Boom. Awesome lead-in music for Stephen Brunt. Are we...
That was the idea, at least.
Are we having a hard time getting Stephen Brunt? Maddie Rose? Huh? Mild difficulty.
Seems more than mild. We're 7 minutes after the top.
Yeah.
Mild.
Is it now?
Seems like this is picante.
I don't like mild.
Can you
like
describe
spicy?
Now, Matty Rose in for Jason DeForest this week. How would you characterize the issues that are facing us now?
Well, the thing is, if you have a number that's not the right number, it's hard to reach people over the phone. And I was given an incorrect one by Jay, so
Well, just getting
that other number right now from Steven, and then we will have him on the line.
So he is texting you? You're in...
cahoots?
We have made communication with him.
We are in cahoots.
All right. So why when you spoke to... why?
It doesn't make sense. How
apparently,
you,
if you got
a number, but
were you not on the phone with him?
I was on the phone with the gentleman who picked up the number that I had, but Steven was not there.
Hmm.
So it was the right number, but not his number?
Yes.
Was his name Steve? That would have been weird.
No, it wasn't. It was a different.
We could have talked to him, though.
Individual, yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to email you a number.
Fantastic.
Who was the old creep with the...
I don't know. They had the Stampede Princesses and the Queen or whatever. They're all wearing the pink tops and the cowboy hats and then just some old creep walking around.
What a gig that is.
They'd be a really nice guy. Someone's dad, but we're calling them names.
He's a chaperone.
Seems like the kind of work you could get in.
Chaperone. Now, who's got street cred? While we're waiting,
I got street cred.
You got nothing.
Sean of in Saskatchewan.
Oilers beat the Flames in both. 2-1 here, 4-2 there. The only goal coming for the Flames here came with 9 seconds left.
By Gio, and he shouldn't have been out there.
Power play.
Who cares? Why are you playing?
All right.
Do we have to do this again? I have to call Gullitson and explain to him that it doesn't matter if Gio scores. Maybe give the young kids a chance.
I think there was lots of chance. You had 2 split squad games last night.
Yeah, but they're not playing. So they're playing Giordano and Weidman? Who are the young kids on defense on that game?
Here in this game last night, Brody Giordano, Joki Paakka, Weidman, Shillington, and Englund.
Shillington, Joki Paakka.
In Edmonton, Hamilton, Wotherspoon, Kulak, Rasmus Anderson, Kenny Morrison, and Nick Grossman.
I'm just saying, at the end of the game... Right.
Do we read anything into Wotherspoon playing with Hamilton?
I think they want to let him try to win that job.
As we kind of have a discussion over who's going to play with Dougie.
Go win that job. I don't know how realistic it is, but by all means, impress us, kid.
I would think
waiting for it.
Yeah, if there's trepidation over Joki Paakka moving into the top four, I would guess Wotherspoon just making the team and then playing top four is a little out of reach.
Didn't we think that Joki Paakka was okay last year?
He was really good, I thought.
Why are we?
That's as good as Dougie Hamilton looked when he was playing next to Joki Paakka.
What? What do you mean?
It was after the deadline, obviously, and games didn't matter. I have a hard time putting any stock into anything that happened in the last month of the season.
What we do know is that when it did matter, he was awful, and he was playing with someone not named Joki Paakka.
I'm not saying that...
This is not a Russell...
I didn't say anyone's name.
...discussion.
He was much better after that change.
Doesn't have to always go back there.
You can take it with a grain of salt. You don't have to completely discount the fact that they were playing together. Right? Like...
It's a good development.
Yes, that's what you're hoping, at least. Yeah. Sure. Oh, I'm not going to... You just ignore it because it was... In games that they were out of the playoff hunt?
Is there a guy in the organization more excited about a coaching change than Tyler Wotherspoon?
No.
Can't be. I mean, I'm sure there's some guys that weren't Bob fans,
that had to play every night.
But for a guy that was called up 2 years ago when they went to the playoffs and basically sat for what?
He sat
2 months while Corey Potter played every night?
Wasn't he around all season?
Yeah.
And didn't play?
When he's at the point, it's like, can I go to Stockton?
Yeah, I haven't played in... 4 months.
Set me down, please.
Planes are great, and I love hotels, and it's great, but...
Can't play.
You're not...
Coach I haven't played like in 9 months, and I'm getting the bag skated off of me every day after you guys go off.
Stupid Jelinos killing me.
Jelly. Jelly's running me into the ground.
I gotta play.
Yeah. Beyond that, I honestly, I don't know what you take. Elliot was perfect. In the 2 periods that he played, made 12 stops up in Edmonton. John Gillies played the entire game, making 35 saves.
Here's the other goaltending note. Elliott comes out after 40, I believe. Yes. In comes Mason McDonald, who has, as Peter Labardius put it politely, not looked good in a Flames jersey. Not now, not then, ever. Has done well at Penticton twice. This was a great opportunity in a scoreless game to raise eyebrows and all, you know, just one goal against, but
tough too.
Waiting for that guy. Waiting. They passed on Thatcher Demko to take this kid, and Demko looks like a stud in the making.
I don't know why they do it.
Goalies?
I do know why they do it, and they put him in halfway, but to sit a guy from, what, 6:30 till
9,
8:45, and then throw him, I mean, even if you know you're going in, it's still, don't. Just don't. You want to see the kid play?
Play him.
So they did with Gillis.
Ask a goalie.
No,
ask
I'm with
a goalie.
You. I'm
He's
totally
like,
with
yeah,
you.
I want the chance, but this is not the chance. Put me in the net. Mm-hmm. Let me pitch a shutout.
Okay.
I know that Kerr talked when Treliving had his availability last week. Kerr asked Treliving about how many spots are available. Do they have one? They have, you know, one East Coast, two East Coast teams. Where do you find room for all these goalies?
I think they own Adirondack, so they can plunk out anything they want there, I'd expect.
So you would have... We know that Nick Schneider's already gone back to Junior, which is fine.
The Medicine Hat?
Yeah. So you know the two that are going to be here, Elliott and Johnson. You're going to want Gillies to be your guy in Stockton.
You brought in a guy that was playing in the Czech League. He should probably be in Stockton.
Rittich?
Yeah.
Parsons goes back to Junior.
Of course.
What do you do with McDonald?
Well, it's either the East Coast or a 20-year-old in the queue. And unless he's on a championship-caliber team, you don't usually see 20s of any significance stay around.
Goalies might be the exception because of spots. Sometimes goalies do come back as 20s. They will play. But make no mistake, yeah, perfect world, you'd like him to advance in caliber.
It doesn't mean he's not going to be a player. It's just... This is not the start you'd hoped for when you took him as the first goalie off the board in that draft.
It may come down to the type of kid he is, too. If he's the kind of kid that's going to have his brain scrambled because he's back in junior as a 20-year-old, you try and squeeze him somewhere else, even if he should be there.
The one thing with the East Coast League, like, they'll play him a ton.
Yeah. I'm not saying that if he can't go to the East Coast, but...
Like, it's not an awful league. The one thing that guys get to do is play a ton.
I mean, I could play there, but it's not terrible.
You could still play in this league, though.
What are you talking about?
Hmm? What?
What are you talking about?
The East Coast. It's not bad hockey. So.
You could play there?
Yeah.
Right now?
If I could fix my hamstring.
You can barely walk.
Oh, please.
Maddie, it's okay.
Maddie is...
We'll wait till 20...
Frantically.
It's all right.
Working the line.
Grinding.
So we feel we have the right number, we just can't get him. Is that what you're...
Yeah. Now it's going straight to his voicemail.
Okay.
Now,
is the number I gave you the same number that Jay gave you?
No, they are different.
Hmm.
Are they similar?
I blame Jay.
Similar? Like, area code similar.
Mm. Oh, good. Yeah.
That's a good start.
Is it possible one is his mobile and one is his home phone?
I have the home number now. That's the one the mobile one that I've just been given, but I think something's wrong with our phone, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, I've dealt with this issue before on the big show. And sometimes you just gotta, you know.
We got a phone in here. What are you, the Fonz?
He tapped it.
You're the Fonz? You tapped?
Still not working, though.
It's not the jukebox.
No, it's still
broken. We need
broken.
A jukebox. Oh, that'd be good.
What are we going to do with a jukebox?
We're going to spin some hits.
Where are we putting a jukebox?
Right there.
There's no room in here for
it. That's where the garbage goes.
Get rid of Pinder. We'll just take Pinder quotes and fill the jukebox.
That'd be all right, actually. I'd pay for that. Arash Madani coming up. Has some details on Kent Austin,
Ooh. Who's
apparently a bit of a hothead.
No,
really?
Yeah, he
likes himself too.
He's very confident and a bit of a hothead.
You guys miss him in Saskatchewan, or are you happy with your egotistical?
Listen, you come to Saskatchewan, you win. Keys to the city.
Were you at Cross Robbins? Iron Mills Friday?
No. Why?
Somebody saying, saw the fantastic two-time Stanley Cup finalist chopping a cross iron Friday.
Well, I'm a three-time. So
I was going to say, so hashtag free Jay. Where is Jay? Who the F is this? Pinder, you sound like chicken bleep.
It's true.
You know what it looks like to me? It looks like, was it last year? Well, there's the snowblower guy with blowing
the leaves.
Well, there's no leaves, but he's got it running.
Oh. Instead of writing the number down, you emailed Brunt's number. We're not in the same room. I know it may sound like we are, but Matt is...
He's in Lethbridge.
He's 7 or 8 feet away.
He's far enough away.
Remember last year when Pinder got sick and it was just a deterioration?
Yeah, his eyes started to turn red.
Oh,
and
that was my sinus infection. That was awful. That's still the most pain I've ever been in my life. That was awful.
Goop started to pour out of his eye socket.
I was ready. I was literally ready to punch myself in the head. It was just coming out.
There was swelling on one side, and it was like drooping on the other. I thought you were having Bell's palsy or something here in front of us. Goosh.
Are you okay, though?
Yeah, just throat issue. I'll be fine. Better tomorrow, Rhett.
No, throats don't clear up like that.
Pinder sounds like Fran Drescher. Not sure if that's actually accurate.
No.
So,
hot or not? Fran Drescher, hot or not?
Here's the thing. Oddly hot. I mean, back, not now, but like.
Duh.
Well, yeah. In the day, oddly hot, but the voice is like.
Too much.
Get out.
Too much.
This is the.
You know what? Not even the voice.
Married
the,
with Children lady?
Is the laugh. Right?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Married
yeah,
with Children was Katie Sagal.
More famously known for Sons of Anarchy.
Hot.
Katie?
Yeah.
Like the Lynx. Like the Lynx up in Edmonton. Cougar.
There's nothing like a well-produced radio show. You guys are pathetic.
We're good today.
We're at the mercy of the technology.
Why isn't she wearing a bra in this photo? That's weird.
Mm. 7:20. Boy, when we come back, you just wait for it. It's going to be so great.
If we don't, I can do the report again. I mean, I nailed that part.
No, we can pass on that.
No, we got to do it again.
There's lots of things to get into, and we will next. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Some guests on Sportsnet 960 appear on the South Street Burger guest hotline. Satisfy your craving for a flame-grilled burger with hand-cut onion rings made in-house and local craft beers on tap. Now with 4 locations to serve you.
Only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
What? Warner puts up a finger to tell me, hang on, wait.
Can't say that word on it.
He bounces on his rubber ball and then points
movie.
Back. No, just go. What were you going to say?
I'm waiting for our next guest.
Is it Stephen Brunt?
Brunt on? We got Brunt?
I hope he's okay. No, we have the assistant general manager of the Calgary Flames, one of Craig Conroy. Good morning, Craig.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Were you able to get in any of the game, or were you stuck watching the, knowing you're an American, watching that big debate?
Oh, you know what? I was in Edmonton, so I was watching the game. So I missed the whole thing. But I, you know, looking at Twitter, sounds like Donald Trump got killed. So I missed it.
Yeah, it sounded like when Hillary has the better of you, not good, bad night.
Yeah, when you say so many false, you know, they're like, hey, he said so many things that were false. I'm like, oh, great.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So you're in Edmonton. Who impressed?
Yep. You know, I thought, Gillies let in 4 goals, but I thought he was really good. I mean, there were some, you know, quality scoring chances. He made some huge saves. It was 2-1 going into the end of the third. And I thought, yeah, he was probably the guy that played really well. I thought Jankowski was excellent. Kenny Morrison had a good game for us there. Who else was? Lyndon Vay, I thought, was real good. You know, it was good. But, you know, for the first game, right, you know how it is. They haven't even scrimmaged. So you're playing summer hockey all year, and then we just have had 3 practices, and now you have a you're going in to have a game, and they had a pretty veteran lineup in Edmonton. So it was a, you know, it was a tough game, but hey, we did a good job overall.
Jankowski, he's interesting. Well, not just to me, I'm sure for lots of people. But like you said, you've only had three practices, and then that game last night. But you said he looked pretty good.
Yeah, you know, he fits right in. You know, he's got good size, speed, rangy. I thought his game was real good for the first half, and it kind of dropped off a little bit, kind of like the whole team the second half. But the first half, you know, he was probably the guy. Every time he was on the ice, made things happen, made a great pass to Kenny Morrison on the first goal. You know, showed good separation speed, pulling away from guys when he had the puck, and just to be able to protect it and make plays. He was, he was fun to watch last night.
Saw that Tyler Weatherspoon played with Dougie Hamilton. Obviously, he is, I'm sure, very excited to have a fresh start from the coaching standpoint. That's a spot that is winnable for someone, right? To play full time with Dougie this year.
Well, exactly. I mean, you're looking for, you know, you think Jokke Puokka, yes, him, Kulak, you know, Kenny, you know, all these guys trying to battle for that spot, especially, you know, right now they've got to look and say, hey, there's that spot open, or just to have, there's only six defensemen. I mean, that's the, you know, usually we have eight defensemen on one-way contracts, and, you know, now you're looking at our lineup, you've got to say, hey, there's a real opportunity here, and guys are trying hard, so... It's going to be, you know, hey, someone's got to step up and take it and win that spot.
Chris Higgins played with Vey and Poirier for much of the night. There's pressure on he as much as anybody, but it would seem more so. Your first look at him in a Flames jersey for the second round.
You know, I thought he was fine. When you're looking at that veteran team, you wanted him to really take charge. He was good, but was he great? Wasn't great last night, but he was, he was fine. He was working, you know, you had a good chance early. He went in front of the net and, you know, creating havoc. But for the most part, you know, I thought the veteran guys were good last night, but, you know, just like their veteran guys, they had spurts of real good. And then a lot of times it was like, you know, they're just playing. So, you know, but that's the first game, so we'll go from there. But, I mean, he wasn't bad by any means, but you would have loved to see him take over and take charge of that young team. But I thought he was good at times, but not great.
How important, I mean, this goes without saying, it's a dumb question, how important. But for Emile Poirier to show very well this camp is huge for him. Last night, his first opportunity. How poised is he to have the camp that he needs, as you see it?
You know, I thought last night with Emil, he wasn't moving his feet, Boomer. Like, for me, he's got to be more involved. He's just got to play and play hard, you know. And I think last night he was more in the watching. Hey, you know, I don't want to make a mistake. He's got to kind of throw caution to the wind. And if he makes a mistake, no problem. But we need to see him take charge. And because he's looked good in the practices, he skates well, everything. But last night he was just in between. Instead of going and just... You know, if I make a mistake, it wasn't like that. So, you know, but this is a huge year for him. New coaching staff, everything that kind of, hey, we're looking for forwards too. I mean, we need some guys to come in and take jobs in the NHL and step up. And, you know, you don't always want to have to go outside and get those under, because you can't afford to.
Yeah.
So you can't go get all those guys. You need young guys to step up and take those spots. And I thought Emil last night, he just didn't play his game. He was just... thinking too much. You know, when you think you're slow and you don't react, you know, he's just got to say, hey, I'm going to work my tail off, and whatever happens, happens.
It never turns out for the guys that show up at training camp and want to show they can play a controlled game. Curtis Glencross went on that PTO last year to Colorado. Doesn't work out. I remember watching him here thinking, Glennie, you're just trying to make the smart, simple play. You're not, and it's the same for the young kids. You're 100 times better off making mistakes, but showing what you are and playing hard and skating and getting involved than, I'm not going to try to do too much. No. The coaches, you guys, everyone can understand if you're trying to do too much and a mistake happens, but at least you're trying to do it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I think, you know, and I think they don't mean to do it that way. They want to do the right thing, but you just rather see him work, finish checks, go to the hard areas. Hey, try to beat guys one-on-one, do whatever you can to kind of stand out. And and last night was just one where I thought he, you know, he'd chip the puck in. He would play well defensively. He was just in between all night, though. We just need him to go. But we'll see him. You know, it was the first game, and everybody has nerves. And, you know, I think that'll be that's the first step. But, you know, you just want to take it with a grain of salt. That's our first actual hitting. And, you know, your poor Hathaway got hit there last night. Feel bad for him. But, you know,
heads
Anderson
up.
Gave him a slow pass. You know, and that's like summer hockey, you do that. You know, you gotta hey, guys are gonna come and guys are trying to earn jobs on other teams, so you gotta be ready.
Kulak and Anderson had good camps last year. How are they last night, and what do you think of their chances?
You know, I mean, I thought at times I thought Anderson was real good, made some real good passes. Want to see him get more involved though too. You know, the same thing. Like he trying to be simple, just I'm not going to jump up in the play. Well, I could probably go here, but there, if the puck had turned over, he was doing that. I thought Kulak looked good, skating, moving, you know, strength in some of the battles. I mean, he played against some of the better guys last night. You know, you could tell it was a handful against some of those older, bigger guys. But, you know, he still stripped pucks, moved, and jumped in the play. And so for him, I was happy overall. I thought the D played pretty well. We got caught a few times, pinches in different areas, but that's going to happen. But overall, they were fine.
Is it almost?
I'm looking forward to seeing again.
Is it almost tougher nowadays? I just go back to when I was rookie and trying to make the team. Well, I'm pretty plain Jane player. Play it smart. Listen to that. But what I could do is go get in a fight. Nobody's doing that anymore. And is it tougher to kids to get noticed when that's not part of what's happening?
It is, but I mean, they don't make themselves, they don't even get guys pissed off at them, Rhett. That's the problem. You want to see them run over a guy or do something to make the other team mad at them. I mean, yeah, I remember a few years ago, we had Matthew Tussano at training camp. He didn't know if he was going to get a game or not. So in the scrimmages, you walked out of that rink and thought, I've only seen him a couple times, but I noticed him every time he was on the ice, and that's what you got to do. I mean, that's what Ryan Lomberg did for us, and, you know, obviously he had a fight last night in Calgary. This guy wants to be noticed every time. He's doing something, you know, hey, I might not be able to score 3 goals, but I can at least make them know I'm on the ice, and that's what you want him to do. But, yeah, like for you, I mean, even Jerome would say, hey, the night's not going well. I got to make a statement here in the exhibition game. Even he would fight, you know, like he would try to do something to rise above everybody else and have you notice him. And it is hard because there isn't many fights. And you know, I mean, Hathaway, hey, getting up fighting last night after the big hit, I loved it, you know. But you notice, you walked out of there, you're thinking, that was a good job. Hathaway took a big hit, you know, he wasn't happy, he got up, and then he you know, he handled himself. So it's hard, you know, because there isn't fights. They want to kind of get it out of the game, but to kind of make a team and a huge impression, you want to see them be a little bit, you know, kind of that dirtbag player that comes in, hits, finishes checks, and maybe yappy a little bit at the other team and at least make us notice you.
Yeah, win at all costs kind of guy.
Exactly. I'm here to win. I'm here to show you guys I want to do whatever it takes to make this team.
So is it not, sorry, Ryan, how frustrating is it then? Because it would seem like getting noticed shouldn't be that hard, but yet we some nights it's Ferland or some nights it's somebody else. It's like, well, how did you just quietly slink through the night? Why is it so hard for some guys to get noticed, knowing that that's the number one thing they need to do? They may not, you can't control goals necessarily, but getting noticed, you can kind of control. Why is it so hard for that message to get through? Or how hard is it to accomplish?
You know, I mean, I don't know. It's just, you know, everyone's playing. Hey, and Edmonton was doing the same thing last night. They're kind of, you know, there wasn't, I thought that the line of, who was it, Pitlick and Taylor Beck, they stood out to me. I mean, it was their third line, but they just were finishing checks, winning, you know, they were hemming us in our zone. Every time they had a chance to do something at the net, you know, there was a little scrum, you know, but they're a group of guys that are saying, hey, I got to do something. That's what I want to see our guys do. But it is tough because other than that, Edmonton didn't do it either. You know, so you think it would be easy, but I think when you're going through the game and they're, you know, nobody's pissing you off and you're not pissing them off, that you just play. You know, it's been summer, and to get back into that, you want to turn on the switch like that. It's not always that easy. You're not focused and locked in on it. But, you know, hopefully as we go along, we see it ramp up and you see guys, because, hey, there's spots to be had. Somebody's going to have to win them. And whoever kind of rises to the top is going to get the opportunity.
Two games last night, Craig, and one tonight in Winnipeg with another split squad. When do you cut numbers down, and what do you do with the goaltenders? It seems like there's more bodies than spots that you'd love to have guys in, or maybe I'm wrong there.
No, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, Gully wants, you know, the power play. We hadn't worked in the power play yet, the penalty kill. You could tell there was a few things. I mean, they went over to in the meetings yesterday, but they need to work on it on the ice, and we need to get down to our numbers. So I would assume we're going to cut down soon. I haven't heard the exact day yet, but now that we've had the two games, for sure there'll be some cuts coming in the next few days. And then we'll, you know, because he needs to get down to his team. He wants to work with his, you know, if it's 25, 26, 27 guys, it's manageable. But with 60, it's tougher even for us to evaluate, because everybody, you know, you're trying to watch everybody, but you really need to get into some meaningful practices where you're working on those systems, working on the power play, penalty kill, especially the penalty kill where we've struggled. And with goaltenders, you know, you got to get guys moving, but we don't get going until, you know, next week in Stockton. So, I mean, guys will stick around for a while until we're ready to go down there. But for the most part, we got to make cuts later on this week, probably.
Now, you were in Edmonton, obviously in Calgary, the game last night. More notable players, obviously, Brody Giordano, Elliott playing. I'm guessing phone meetings last night. What was the reviews that you got from the people in Calgary about that game?
You know, I guess the thing for me, it was probably that Bennett and Brower had really good chemistry. They thought they played well together, so that's good. You know, you see them as a tandem, and kind of like Johnny and Monty, and you're looking for tandems, two guys all the time, and they really liked them. They liked Tkachuk's game. I mean, they thought, you know, whether that was a disallowed goal, they could said that went either way, but they said, you notice Matthew, it was always around the net. He was making plays. He trying to do something. You know, I know he got speared at the end of the game there. I didn't see it, so, you know, but that's what he does. I mean, he's trying to make a statement that people, hey, look, I'm here. Whether it's me on the score sheet or I want to make this team. So I heard he was really good. I heard Gio Brody, you know, got better as the game went along. Jokke Puokka, they liked Jokke Puokka. Who else? Elliott, they were very happy with Elliott's game. They were, you know, they said he played well. But it's always tough when you get the reports. You wish you got to see them all.
Yeah. But
overall, they seemed pretty happy. That Lomberg was trying to stir it up, doing things, making himself notice, and then he had to fight with that Kristoff, I think. So, you know, those are the guys that they kind of mentioned right away. You know, so I was, you know, looking forward to it, and they said we deserved a better fate last night there. We outplayed them, and we had some empty nets, and I guess Stage and Brower had a couple good chances and just missed.
Is it fair to say that Chiasson is going to get every opportunity to maybe win a spot on that top line on the right side?
For sure. I mean, there's that opportunity where, you know, because we do want to play Brower with Benny.
Bennett, yeah.
I mean, that was kind of our plan. So once we had that kind of thought, hey, there's a top on the, you know, first line right wing. That's a pretty good spot to have. So whoever, we're waiting for someone to kind of come in and take that spot. With Hudler gone.
Yeah. Now, sorry, Craig, how easy or difficult is that? Because remember when Jerome was here, it was like, well, geez, you get to play with Jerome. That's like the golden ticket. But it never was. It was never as easy as it sounded. Is it as easy as one might think to play with skilled guys like Monahan and Gaudreau?
Well, I mean, it's a great opportunity. Anybody wants to do it, but people, you know, they have to just embrace it and know what your role is on that line. I mean, you know, when Johnny has the puck, he's creative. You have a shooter in Monahan, and I actually think Monahan's, you know, playmaking's coming along. I thought it got much better last year, him finding open guys, him making plays coming through the middle, you know, in the neutral zone. But that guy's going to have to be a worker. Go to the net, you know, find loose pucks, get it back for those guys, and then chip in, because, and that's what we see in Chase on. You know, he's a big guy, can skate well when he gets going, and he's got good touch around the net. So, you know, he can go get pucks back. You know, they were happy with Chase on last night, but they didn't bring him up in the first conversation. So that tells me he was good, but maybe not great.
Yeah. Are you going to Winnipeg?
Did you guys
tonight?
Go to the game?
No, man. Are you kidding? It's preseason.
No. I know, but I thought you might go to get a feel.
No, it's life.
Debate. Connie, the debate was on. I had to get
real life.
Couldn't pull away from it.
In diapers, yeah.
So I'm
in Winnipeg.
You're in Winnipeg. Okay, so give us kind of the what now again, same crew from Edmonton is in Winnipeg?
You know, Ferland's going to be in. I mean, we're going to switch. The D are going to change up. You know, you want to get Culkin in there. We kind of have two crews here. We wanted to come in. So, I mean, some of the same guys, but then there's going to be some new guys in also. You know, Booma didn't play last night. Ferland's going to be, you know, so a few veterans are going to come in, you know, up front too. So it should be, you know, but we still want to see the Higgins and, you know, Korpikoski. Those kind of guys are going to be playing tonight too.
Are you going to get, what are you doing for your, how are you spending your day in Winnipeg?
You know, we got a pregame skate here a little later, so I'll run over there. Going to have breakfast with Brad, you know, just kind of go over the guys and see what we thought for the first one. And and then maybe try to get a workout in or something.
Swing a deal.
And then it's a 6 o'clock game.
Pick up Trouba. You
know. Swing a deal for Jacob Trouba.
The Troubs, yeah.
Yeah, those are so easy. We just snap our fingers.
Now here's
Dougie. Why can't you get him?
Here's a question. Yeah, you're like the contract whisperer. How come you aren't out hanging with Goudreau? You got him signed in the first place, right?
I'm letting Brad do this one.
They flew you out to Boston. You brought him home on a plane.
Come on, son.
You're one for one on the Goudreau category.
Here's the pen.
Yeah, that's, you know, I say, hey, we're going to get that done. It's just like any negotiation. It just takes a while. But Brad's working. If it comes down to it, I can jump in there and help. You know, my agent, though, you know, I haven't talked to him in a little while. I'm trying to stay out of it. Let Brad do his thing and get this thing done. But I know we're going to get it done.
Sure. All right. Enjoy Winnipeg. We'll look forward to it. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
talk to you later.
There you
thanks.
Go.
Bye-bye, guys.
It's Craig Conroy in Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez, guys. I just got to get a deal done here. You know, it's geez, Johnny, that's a lot of money. Oh, come on, you know, Brad, he's our best player, you know. God, golly gee, guys.
He could moderate.
Well, and I think he's alluding to the fact that his former agent is Johnny's agent.
Yeah.
Which I think he's mentioned before on the show.
Yeah, geez, guys, you know what? Oh, come on, Lewis. We need a little bit of a deal here. A little sweetheart deal.
I mean, come on,
man. 6.6. He's only played 2 years in the league, man. Oh, geez, John.
You burnt that first year. Where's the goodwill?
We'll come back with something. Excellent. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
What a tease.
Text 960-960 to send your message direct to Boomer, Warriner, and Pinder. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Yeah. And the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
7:56. Question for Rhett Warner. We just had Craig Conroy on the air, assistant general manager. Question. You, in your final year, get the Schmid treatment. Too banged up to play. Can't play, going to earn NHL dollars, but you're going to hang around the team and maybe scout and player assessment, development, bluggy, bluggy,
bloody,
whatever they want to sell it as to keep you off the ice and pay you.
Mm-hmm.
Had you seen that through, would you be an assistant general manager with the Flames right now?
No.
Why not?
Well,
do you feel Conroy is smarter at...
If you see it through, I guess you might, but I didn't like scouting. It was terrible.
But if you would have seen it through, is Conroy smarter than
you? Are
you
asking what I should have done? If I was smart, I would have played a little more hardball and said, I want to be part of the coaching staff because I don't want to be part of... If I'm part of hockey, I want to be involved with the guys and in the room and on the ice.
This screams bench, not rafters, if you know what I mean. Yeah. I see you more as a coach than GM.
So if I was smart and I could go back, I would have said, you know what? And first of all, that year that I didn't, the Schmid treatment, well, they don't have to find you a job. I was IR. I had surgery. I wasn't like...
Yeah. So you were moping at Earl's. That's where I met you the first time. Literally. I gave him the old pep talk. I'm like the server with the afro. I'm like, hey, Rhett, you don't know me, but you know what, man? Things are going to be all right. He was just down in the dumps, slouched in some booth all by himself, stabbing his ice in his water with a straw. Just not happy.
Well, such is life.
You'd be double fisting, but your arm was buggered.
Yeah.
So would you... So that's what you would have done?
Yep.
Who was the coach?
That year?
Keenan?
Was Keenan, but I would have been fighting for the next year, which was Sutter.
And you knew Keenan was probably Gonzo?
Well, I knew that they'd released him. So yeah, like my last year was with Keenan, and then he ended the year I ended. He got canned the year I got canned.
And isn't it ironic? That Dave Lowry found himself on the bench with Brent.
Yeah.
Not Brent's hire, I don't believe, but yet was installed as an assistant. That could have been you.
Could have. May have.
You can still do it.
Still could.
But you know what, dude? You're here, man.
Yeah.
Right?
You want to ride the buses around Western Canada?
Nice knowing you. I'm out of here. Well, that's...
Don't have regrets, man.
Listen. Life, yes. And... How many guys have got into the coaching? Sure, you hear about Mike Babcock, and him. How many guys don't you hear about? What's Kevin Kaminsky doing? Do you think his goal wasn't to...
Hanging in Churchbridge?
No. He's down in... Well, I don't know.
Langenberg?
No.
Esterhazy?
Mississippi.
Mississippi?
Coaching out.
Da Mesa!
I don't even know what league it is. Jason Christie, a guy that played... Names. There's a lot of people that coach hockey and don't
former Manitoba Moose
get to go anywhere.
Yeah.
So.
But you'd have been different.
I would have.
Yeah. Do you want to hear just a couple things before we go? Arash Badani coming up. Last night, this is a headline from the Dallas Sports Day, whatever this newspaper is.
Sounds good. Good read.
What Jiří Hudler did in preseason opener is exactly what Stars are hoping he'll do in the regular season.
Keep his shoes on?
Hudler started great things Monday with a goal and an assist in a 3-1 win over the St. Louis Blues.
Blues.
I'm going to be sharp.
The skilled winger played on a line with Jason Spezza and Patrick Sharp and was also a key part of the power play. That's exactly where the Stars hope Hudler can fit in. Jim Neal said, quote, he has a history of being good in the power play. He has a history of playing well in the top six. We think he has a chance to be a real fit here.
I would tell Mr. Neal.
Neal was part of, they drafted him, obviously, in Detroit.
To temper his expectations as far as what he's going to get, as far as contributions.
Did lead the league in even strength points 2 years ago.
Two.
Definitely 2 years ago. It was not last year. There was no confusing the two seasons.
Can't skate in a very fast league.
We also were discussing off air the trade demand by Jacob Trouba, where he says he wants to play in the top four, but as a right shot feels he's being held back behind Tyler Myers and Dustin Byfuglien.
He's blocked, Boom. He's blocked.
Don't you hold me back.
Yet, his ice time would suggest
he's a top three.
You're in the top three, let alone top four.
22 minutes a night, and he's trying to sell that he's the right side of the third pair.
I can't stand it here.
Yeah, maybe it's not about his
shot. I do not like it here.
Do you know how goddamn cold it is
here? You felt the wind?
It's minus 40 for 3 months in a row.
And the people still get Slurpees. They're crazy.
Get me the fuck out of here. Where's my agent? Pick up the phone. Give me the...
You here. Bastard.
So how does this one play out? Because clearly, like, it's being framed as Oh, there's no opportunity here.
Yeah.
The obvious is that
damn coaches.
He's got more ice time, but every defender on that team upsupped.
Why does that
Bufflin
coach have me
and Myers.
Have it out for me? I can't believe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, coach hates got, me 23 minutes a night.
I don't know. I said it. Cheval Dayoff, great. You're a GM in the NHL. Worst GM spot to be.
Do you know how thick a winter coat I had to buy?
I can't get in my car.
It's frozen.
The doors were frozen on my car.
It was under a snowdrift.
Because he's going to have to deal with that constantly. I'll play, but I'm going to want to get out of here.
So do you get the sense he doesn't want to be in Canada? He doesn't want to be in Winnipeg? He doesn't want to be anywhere except a couple of places he'd like to be?
I think probably what it is he knows he's an elite young defenseman.
Which
doesn't,
he is.
Doesn't want to be in Winnipeg. And doesn't have a no trade or a list of teams or bloggy bloggy. He wants to be able to pick where he plays.
He wants to be a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
That wouldn't sit well with Rhett in the old days.
Meanwhile, he's watching Gostis Bear in Philly and Ekblad in Florida.
Ekblad's in Florida. I'm in Winnipeg.
Do you know what the taxes are in Florida?
What the hell is going on?
No, I did not drop an F-bomb. When I go, get me the out of here, is what I said.
So this, what do you do if you're Cheval Dayoff?
You sit, and you let him sit.
You let him think, okay, you think you hold the cards here, Troops? Why don't you rot for 6 months and we'll
depends.
See how you feel.
I don't let him sit if someone comes to me and says, here's an unbelievable deal.
Yeah.
The other thing, great. He needs a new contract as well. So you're not just picking up a player. You also have to do a negotiation, which won't be an easy one. The
they'll
ask
have it
sounds
done
very
if,
high.
They'll be have it if it gets done and that deal's done before there's a trade.
Sure. But my point being is that that's a complicated couple things that have to happen. You got to agree on a package back for him, and the team you're trading him to has to come to terms.
He's got
to
be.
Troops, here's the deal, man. We took you in, like, early in the first.
Ninth.
You're a defenseman.
Those right are hard, right-handed.
Those are hard to come by.
22. 3 years.
So, unless someone gives us one of you, we're not going to trade you. So, play or sit.
They should send him an English to Russian dictionary and wish him luck in Omsk.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, we're not trading you. Sorry, bud.
Guys are saying, given the Drouin treatment, that's not a bad point.
Well,
I wonder if teams will subscribe to that after what that...
It'll be Drouin times two. Because the difference is that Tampa will never have issues with guys coming to play there, right? It's Tampa. Yeah. Like you said, the taxes, the weather. But the one thing you can't do as the GM of the Jets is immediately trade the first guy that publicly asks for a move. Because now anyone that's not really happy there says, oh, I'll just ask for a trade. I'll be out of here in no time. You've got to embarrass this guy so that it doesn't happen again. Or you make it very miserable for anyone who asks for a trade, right?
Mm.
I don't disagree with that. No, I just...
Like, if you make this easy for the kid, do you think every other person that's been drafted by the Jets loves Winnipeg? Do you think they're all going to make their offseason homes there?
No.
Of course not.
Hey, there's people in Calgary, playing in Calgary that are...
Sure.
That's fine.
And that's... Yeah, and so where's Winnipeg at? So you can't accommodate this right away.
The nice thing for the Jets is they've got three pretty good defensemen ahead, you know, that can play there. And if he's sitting, maybe survive it. It's not a Goudreau where he's going to influence directly the outcome of 50% of the games.
You got to get me out of here. What? These people, they cheer for a team called the Blue Bombers. What is this place?
They have a bridge. That's it.
Their building fits 15,000 people.
There's one restaurant to go to.
Am I in the A? What's going on?
Trade him to Buffalo.
Yeah. 806. Breaking. Arash Badani on the way when we come back. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.